Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. While the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread across the world and South Africa, one of the issues that many people are dealing with, especially journalists, media houses and the public, is the proliferation of fake news in the country. And this has become an exacerbated problem among many, many communities, with some even accusing certain communities of shutdowns and lockdowns and isolations and many other issues that have cropped up over the past few days and during the 98 days of lockdown in South Africa. Now, to tell us more and to obviously debunk some of the myths associated with COVID-19 and to filter out the fake news and facts, we do have online Muhammad Ismail. He's from the Ethekwini Secure and Active Citizens Coalition. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. Jazakallah for having me on.
Muhammad, one of the issues that we're dealing with, and this has emanated from the KwaZulu-Natal province, was with regards to a certain area that was closed or a center that was closed because of a COVID-19 infection. What actually happened there?
Firstly, it was the weekend. It was a busy weekend because there was a lot of things happening in terms of crime and information coming through on our news channels on WhatsApp. And one of the things that came through was that a particular building in the area was now quarantined by the health department because the entire building was people all of there in that building were infected with COVID-19. And it turned out not to be true. And subsequent to that, there were cases where buildings had people who have been verified infected, that were infected with COVID-19. But the information that was beginning to filter through spread like wildfire. It was wildly inaccurate. It was wildly, misinformation that came our way. So fortunately, we have a good network where we can go out there and verify this information. Now, fake news and hoax, being a journalist myself all these years, it's becoming a disease. It's spreading worse than the COVID-19 pandemic. And for any little thing that happens, some mischief maker goes out there and writes something on WhatsApp or Facebook and sends it through. And everybody tends to believe this. And they now, post and repost without proper verification. So with that, having that happened, we then sent out a notice to say, please stop. We need verification to not spread this misinformation. So it's eroding. Misinformation is eroding the moral fiber or the moral fabric of a community when it comes to disseminating truthful information.
Well, one of the things, obviously, is that every citizen in South Africa and, various communities want to be that person that shares important news, whether it's a shop that's infected or a building that has been quarantined or maybe a prominent person or personality that's been infected with COVID-19, and they want the one to possibly get the credit. As you mentioned, you are a journalist, and I'm a journalist as well, and we studied, obviously, to attain that position. How important is it for these people, when they get this information, to verify it before they amplify it in order to avoid spreading fake news?
See, Faisal, you and I would want to get the exclusive. And that particular person would want to get the exclusive without knowing what an exclusive story is about. Now, they haven't studied journalism, or they don't know how to disseminate information properly, or how to gather information, or how to verify information. So that becomes a challenge, and that becomes very, very dangerous. So before, and we always advise somebody, before you want to send out information, if you are on reliable groups like ours, for example, like Ethekwini Secure or Active Citizens Coalition, send it to one of the admins. Ask us for assistance to help verify, unless you yourself from your own sources has something or that information that can be verified, and bring it back to us and say, listen, can you help us with this? Can we disseminate this information? Because you must remember also, Faisal, that sending out any information that is exposes a person or exposes an organization, you need to be very careful, very mindful how you're going to deal with it. And especially with more and more people being infected with the COVID-19 disease, you now have the issue of stigmatization. So that goes along with that. Unless you're brave enough, tomorrow you'll say, Muhammad Ismail or Faisal, I am the one, I've been infected with COVID-19 and I'm taking a stand and I'm doing this. People are not as courageous as that. You must remember, it's a very, very sort of emotional situation. People are now overcome with things. Family are distraught. So they've got to be mindful with what they're doing. And I think people are just keyboard cowboys. as far as I'm concerned. And they need to really, really learn how to deal with issues of a sensitive nature and in other ways. Remember that the moon saga not too long ago, some mischief maker decided to say the moon was sighted when in fact it wasn't. So these people are causing lots of problems in our communities, and that must stop.
Obviously, you know, we're seeing a lot of prominent people within communities within South Africa that have been infected with COVID-19. The latest being Ashraf Garda. He put up a post on social media, on Facebook and many other platforms as well. How important is it for people, especially colleagues and friends, family, to disclose their status so that no misinformation about them actually gets out into the public, which obviously is creating fitna and also gibba as well?
You know, I think it is important on the level that you want to take it at, because not everybody, like I said earlier, is strong enough to come out and to say, I'm COVID-19 positive. But taking a stand, I think, as a community person, a community leader, or even as a community activist, makes a very, very big difference in educating a community or people about the rate of infection, because anybody can get it at any single time. You know, even... It's not just like the common flu that we are getting. And remember, in many years ago, we were fighting the HIV/AIDS pandemic, and that became a sort of a mark against anybody's name, somebody's name who was infected with the HIV virus, and you then became stigmatized. But I think also, Faisal, in terms of somebody like Ashraf Garda has been courageous enough to come forward, where he's, I think, in a very intelligent way, telling people, I've got the COVID-19. These are the issues. This is what you need to look at. And do not stigmatize people, because that, I think, it's coming out now at the core of everything that is happening in dealing with these issues. So it's at a different level for different people. People who can cope with the mechanisms, who are strong enough to come out and say, this is, I've been infected. You don't know how you've been infected. And this is the ramifications of us going around not taking social responsibility. I'm not saying he hasn't taken social responsibility, but everyone else who is not mindful in stopping the spread of the virus or flattening the curve. We must remember that the virus does not move itself. People move the virus.
And finally, Mohammed, there are mainstream media, there's mainstream newspapers, radio stations and television stations, but it's community radio stations that are in touch with the people on the ground. How important is it that the communities across South Africa tune into their local media platforms like Radio Islam and many others to get information that is factual and truthful?
Well, Faisal, you know, I can't emphasize that more. Thank you very much for bringing that up, because I just wrote on Facebook the other day that it's the local community radio stations and newspapers that gives organizations like ours the necessary publicity that we need, that we would not otherwise get in mainstream. Mainstream is few and far between. I'm not dissing them. They do give us the information, but it's also very, very selective. And radio stations like Radio Islam and other broadcasters at community level brings this message loud and clear to the community who would not otherwise get this information. So stay tuned to your local radio stations. Pick up your local community newspapers. Read what's going on in there. And if the radio station and journalists like yourself are informed enough to bring this news to the fore, we are going to win the battle in many ways that we cannot even imagine. So I would say, listen, keep in tune, read, and thank you to all the radio stations and community-based publications like yourselves for assisting our organizations in bringing out the messages that would not otherwise get told.
Mohammed, I want to take this opportunity to say Jazakallah for your time on Radio Islam International, and may Allah keep you and your family safe, inshallah.
Jazakallah, and the same to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.